Hey guys, appreciate you tuning in for this episode of The Mental Minute with Jared Toy. I'm said aforementioned Jared Toy, owner, founder, CEO, head popper of Jared's Probiotics, Jared's Kombucha, Jared's Sodas, and jaredspropops.com. If you've been here before, listen to The Mental Minute, do me a favor, click the like button there or a heart, comment, write the words The Mental Minute just to let me know that you've come back. If this is the first time that you've listened to this, in 60 seconds or less, I'm going to give you some information, some good knowledge nuggets that will help you become emotionally, mentally, physically, and spiritually better all through better digestion of the gut. I appreciate you tuning in. I try to do this every day, so you can find me pretty much anywhere on social media, but let's get this ball rolling. Hey guys, I appreciate you tuning in for this episode of The Mental Minute. Today I'm going to look at why taking probiotics is not necessarily the solution to the problem of brain fog and gut health. Now, let's say that you're already having inflammation in your gut. Now, once the biome of your belly is out of whack and more prone to being overtaken by the bad bacteria, it's not uncommon to experience motility issues, lethargy, and a slowing down of brain activity. That's basically what brain fog is. And your body requires all of this activity and energy and needs enzymes to actually make it happen. Now, there are certain bacteria that support this energy by helping the enzymes perform their functions, and then you have other bacterial species that are hostile to the enzymes and prevent them from doing their jobs. Now, our gut microbiome is very complex, and unfortunately, if you have issues already, it's not very simple to correct the issues. Now, I'll be the first one to admit that it takes more than a probiotic pill or a bottle of kombucha to get our gut health back to par and reduce that brain fog. There even might be instances where probiotics contribute to brain fog in people with SIBO or small intestine bacterial overgrowth. Now, the health of our gut depends on so many factors: how we were born, what we eat, illnesses, medications, where we spend our time, how much we drink, what places, where do we live. Reducing inflammation and ultimately reducing brain fog via our gut health requires time, dedication, and an absolute motivation to make those changes to our lifestyle. Our gut is like a shield in battle and takes the most force inflicted upon by the enemy. And if you make it solid and strong, it will always protect you. Thanks for watching, guys. Do me a huge favor. Click the like button, follow, subscribe, or turn on post notifications. It would mean the world. And that's the end of the show, folks. 60 seconds goes very quickly, doesn't it? But I try to put these out daily, quick, concise bits of information about better gut health. You can get those 3 times a week at anchor.fm. You can get that 3 times at jaredspropops.com under the podcast blog tab. And the other time on Instagram, Jared Toy at Instagram. And if you like this, click the like button. But do me a favor, before you go, head on over to jaredspropops.com. Why? Because I love to give information. I love to provide information, free information for you to get better, healthy, emotionally, mentally, physically, and spiritually, all through better digestion of the gut. But if you go there, subscribe to my newsletter. But you can also download all sorts of things, PDF files, white papers, about how enzymes work. I put together a fermented foods recipes list, about 73 recipes that you can start at home. What to look for in probiotic supplements. Basically, I could go on and on, but go over to jaredspropops.com, download that information, get on the mailing list, and let's take this journey together.